We're with Jimmy Buffett on the occasion of Buffet Hotel, the new record that you can get from mailboatrecords.com, among other places.
Mailboat, we deliver.
Woohoo! We sure do. And turn up the heat and chill the rosé.
Oh, God. There's one of those, you know, obviously a barroom conversation byproduct, you know. And it's just, it's fun. I mean, it is the drink of choice around for me these days as I mellow in my, you know, in my older age and figure there are certain, you know, it used to be champagne, but boy, too many bubbles, too many headaches. So rosé is just, it's kind of my drink of choice today. And I don't make any, I'm not pitching any. I can sit here and attest to the fact that you can have a good time on rosé.
There are some vintners out there that are right now hoping that you're going to do for rosé what the movie Sideways did for Pinot Noir, you know?
Well, they don't make a lot of good rosé in America. So maybe it'll, they're attempting to, but the better rosés do come from Provence and France right now, and it is fun. It's a very fun way to spend a hot afternoon, so... And this song just goes to prove, thanks to my friend Daniel Lanois for the passing the line along one night down in Jamaica. It reminds me of days back in Fowler's Bluff, Florida, when we would have parties down there on the river, and we wanted to start the fireplace, but it'd be about 110 degrees, you know, in October, so we'd turn up the air conditioning and light the fireplace. God, that's terrible to think about in these days and times, isn't it? But we did it. And
it's not very
so green. Now, you know, maybe this is my way of reversing my carbon footprint by, you know, no, because you got to turn the heat up. Well, that's getting too complicated. Just play this thing.
Turn up the heat, chill the rosé on Radio Margarita.
I'm getting in trouble here.
Gangs need a cozy place to hang. There's a party in the making, and the igloos are shaking at the top of the world today. 6 months of dark's a bummer, so they invent a little summer. It doesn't take much, just a decorator's touch and a tropical state of mind. Then of course you add some wine, and that's when it's time to play. So turn up the heat and chill the rosé. Take off your Uggs and let your metatarsals play. Even though the south of France is 10,000 miles away, we can turn up the heat and chill the rosé. Gonna feel some kind of motion. You don't want that pink wine bruising when that juice boat starts to cruising. You need some imagination to deal with temperature fluctuation. Nobody wants to get burned. I don't wanna be the last, and I'm surely not the first, but out in the Sahara, a man could die of thirst. So before I left for Africa, I planned for that mistake. I took rosé from Poke Roll and coffee from Jamaica. So turn up the heat, chill the rosé. Stretch out on the beach and let your metatarsals play. Even though the select is 10,000 miles away, you'll survive the desert, eat it, you chill the rosé. Don't matter if you're north or south of the equator, you can pour it over ice or right from the refrigerator. It's a message in a bottle or two to be cool. All the way up past Uranus. If we're gonna ride these rockets, we need protein in our pockets and a little wine for the ride. So if you're looking for adventure, don't forget about thirst quenchers. Life can be a banana split. It can also turn to shit. And if you're out in sweeter rain and the landscape gets strange, here's my advice to you.
up the heat and chill the rosé. Stretch out on the beach and let your metatarsals play. Even though the ocean's frozen and there's mountains of sorbet, we'll survive this global warming if you chill the rosé.
So there's MC Buffett and Turn Up the Heat and Chill the Rosé on Radio Margarita.
Yeah, I wanted to try that. I'm not trying to emulate any rapper out there, but I wanted to go fast and see if I could do it. You got to challenge yourself here. So
absolutely.
Up around the pole where the penguins patrol and the scientific gang needs a groovy place. It's a party in the making. The igloos are shaking at the top of the world today. It took a long time to be able to do that fast.